anywhere. 6 after 9, welcome to Five Nights. My name is Smash Africa for the babies. And tonight, I am hanging out with the one and only Uncle Scrooge, a.k.a. Ofense Mowase, founder of OM Films. Co-founder of OM Films, I beg your pardon, as well as an outright proudly South African creative who's won multiple awards on his cinematography. You might know him for the stuff that he does on YouTube with the shorts, and you might know him with the stuff that he does with other comedians on YouTube as well as on IG. And tonight, he's our guest for Visual Digital. Ofense, thank you so much for your time, bro. Welcome to Five Nights. How do you do this evening?
I'm fantastic, brother. How are you?
I am feeling great. I'm beaming with gratitude that I'm in the presence of greatness. That's how I'm feeling right now.
Who is that? Is that you?
That's you talking to me right now, bro.
Right, man. Now wait.
Bro, I think I met you back in 2016, and yeah. At the time I met you, I was working with I See a Different You, and you were shooting some stuff, but you're not really shooting on the day, you're doing a Ricky, and there was just this great eye to detail that you had about what the brief wanted and how you wanted to bring the picture alive, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, you were just explaining how it's going to look and all of that stuff, and I later saw your work and I'm like, where did this guy get the imagery from before we even saw the picture? How does he do it? Does he like go into a trance and you make everybody? Is this something that you've always had, an eye to see visual representation before and after?
I think it's something that I learned over time, because with me, like with especially with visuals, it's something that I've been learning all my life. Like even when I was young, it's something that I didn't realize, you know, until I got older, and then it finally hit me that I can understand this thing. Like back home, we used to watch movies all the time. Like from the 90s, I grew up with watching movies. There's no film that came out that we didn't watch. And I think that version of imagery stuck in my head, you know. And then it's what I'm today.
And another thing that you are really good at is being a family man, which I think is a tough gig. And you've got your own kids, so when you see your kids show signs of creativity, how do you respond to it?
I'm a parent who doesn't stop them from doing what they want to do. Because even my son is already showing signs of he wants to be like a content creator, you know. So I'm not stopping him. I'm just letting him grow up as he can. And then when the time comes where he reaches a point where he can do this thing, if he wants to, he can. I'm not gonna stop them, you know.
Yeah.
So just let kids be the best versions of themselves, because it's not always that what the parents want is what the kids will also want, you know. So we in a position where we just let them do what they want to.
Let's take it back. Do you remember your first camera that you owned, and what was the first thing you shot with it?
So we were going on a trip to I think it was in Cape Town. I think that's probably that's a long time ago, like grade 4, like, you know. That's a long time ago. So that's when my mom actually bought me a camera, and then I used that. It was a film camera back then. There were no digital, you know. So a film camera was my first camera, but it was a disposable. So I could shoot whatever it is that I'm shooting, like 30 shots, I think it was. To the cleaners, let them print it out and all that stuff. Basically that was my first photo camera.
So
that's a while ago,
bro. That was probably 1994. It's like back in the day, bro. Back in the day. And so obviously when you get that camera or that piece of equipment at that young age, there comes responsibility in terms of taking care of it, in terms of also, because photography has always been a business. Now I'm interested to know, when did you transition from just having this prized possession to document and make memories to turning this thing into a business? Did it happen in at university? Or did it happen before university? When did it happen for you?
It actually happened before university. So the first time I started to charge and actually make money out of like photography and stuff, it was around 2006.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so how it started is there's a pastor. I always tell the story. There's a pastor who found me at a place that I was working. I was working in my cousin's computer shop. It's called Mona. So he came by one of the days and then he saw this camera. At that time, my brother gave me his video camera that he had stopped using. So that pastor saw that camera and he kind of freaked out. It was like a Sony PD-170. It was literally one of the best cameras around at that time that you can use.
Mm-hmm.
So he saw it, and the moment he saw that, he invited me to come to his church to come and film the service, and I did. And then, that's literally how it started for me. And then from there, I started doing, like, events. I started shooting, like, weddings. I shot funerals as well.
Mm.
I shot, like, events just in my hometown. And then, that's how the passion started for me.
Oh, man, it's so beautiful. And then you take it further. You're like, hey, I want to go and study cinematography.
Yeah.
As someone who's already working with some experience, you can always learn more. What was your attitude when you walked into class and they bombarded you with things that you need to know and do? And you're like, but I've been working. What do you guys mean?
honestly, I took all of that out because, film was something that I didn't know at the time. It was something that I just came to learn about literally when I got to school then. So I had a very open mind about it. I didn't come there with a big head saying, yo, I'm the god at this thing. Yo, you must listen to me. You know that vibe. I didn't do that at all. So I'm very glad that I did that. And the funny thing is, even today, I still have that same attitude because we live in a time where technology is advancing so fast that most of the time we can't keep up. So the only way for you to stay in control and stay with whatever's current right now is to stay humble and keep that same energy. And that same energy is what I keep to this day. You'll never find me in a position where I'm like, yo, I'm big, yo, you can't tell me nothing. Because you can always learn something, even from someone who is new at whatever it is that you're doing. So stay humble, and I feel like you'll get to learn a lot of stuff.
Now, where does that humility come from? Where does it stem from? Is it something that you were taught at home?
Yeah, my mom, bro. Yo, my mom.
You got scared there when you mentioned, like, if I do anything around pride or I'm too proud, the lady's going to appear.
This day, I've never touched the cigarette because that lady told me that if you ever do this thing, I'm going to kill you. To this day, I have smoked, So it just goes back to show that, my mom passed away in 2017. And we were actually visiting at Graveside this weekend. But so even though that she's gone, so I still go by the morals that she taught me because I feel like that'll keep me being a good person that I am in my life. And I'll stay with those morals.
Man, may her soul rest in peace. She definitely brought up a giant in the industry. She's brought up an inspiration. She's brought up a light. Now, I want to talk about, with all of these accolades, you know, they always say, like, we work towards getting to the top. When we get to the top, we realize how hard it is to maintain. You've won multiple awards on different platforms in terms of what they were speaking to and celebrating and, accolading. Yeah. Yet you still work with, like, people who are coming in the industry, people who've been in the industry. What's your secret to working with people with the same energy, bro, in spite of all the accolades that you have under your name?
So it goes back to what I just mentioned now, bro. Humility. Humility is everything. I think if we lead that with everything that we do in life, I believe that we'll have just a better, overall quality of living. Because the thing is, you'll never know what kind of change you can make to someone's life. So never be in a position where you like some other people are under you, you know. Like right now, we're in a position where we love creating projects. Like there's a bunch of projects that I'm also doing now with Sony. You guys can check them out online. Where literally I'm just shooting people's stories, you know. Like I find people that are inspirational, and then I make like a short piece out of whatever it is that they do. There's a guy we work with now. His name is Billy Langa. Mm-hmm. I think it's on YouTube. If you guys can search it, you'll see the video. Like, I love creating content like that. That tells a story about a person and what they do, and just sharing light in that thing that they do, you know. I think that's really beautiful, and it's something that I'm going to do more. Like, the episode that we did was actually the second one that we've shot that's dealing with something like that. But, yeah, I believe more of them are going to come, and I want this thing to become bigger. So that's a form of giving back, in a sense, to the industry as well. So, yeah, I feel like as a people, we must just learn to be humble enough to help other people out. I don't know. Maybe there'll be a blessing in the future, or already the blessing are happening now because we're getting this big job that we're doing right now with our company. And then exactly with that same video that I'm telling you about, somebody big in the industry hit me up and they want me to do a video with them. Yeah, that's gonna be like something great that's gonna happen in the next few weeks. So just like that, you know, the fact that I did a video like that and people saw it, now I'm getting the rewards from it. It's the thing that teaches you in life that stay humble, do whatever it is that you do. Even if it's helping other people, do it in your way, and good things are going to come to you.
What do you want to be remembered for?
Consistency, art, and beauty in filmmaking. That's pretty much it. I wanna, if people can know us for that, I will be super happy, man.
Oh, man. Consistency, art, and beauty in filmmaking.
Yes, sir.
Man, that's a quotable. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to take a quick music break. When we come back after the music break, I want to talk about collaboration. Because you've collaborated with a lot of people. And yeah. The secret... Yeah, I know. You are the go-to. You are the go-to guy in the industry. I want to know what the magic to you collaborating and making success out of those collaborations. Yeah. And I'm also interested in your routine, man. You know, what your day looks like, what business looks like with your wife, and most importantly, what the future of filmmaking according to you looks like. Because at the end of the day, this visual digital interview is about you, and I want you not to hold anything back while we celebrate your art, my brother.
Let's do it, my brother.
That's right. On the line, I am chatting to Ofentse Moase, director of photography at OM Films. And like I said, he's a co-founder of OM Films, and he's won many awards, multiple awards at that. And do yourself a favor, go on to the internet and go to omfilms.co.za, read all about it, and then check out the content on YouTube. Verse yourself, because out here we are documenting and celebrating greatness. No, me boy.